A lot of people, when they get back pain, they actually don't sleep very well. And naturally, you think that, you know, we spend about a third of our time sleeping, and mattresses plays a big role in how well you sleep at nighttime.
What sort of back pain are they describing to you that it is? Is it like a soreness or an aching? What's that actual pain?
Yeah, they generally complain of stiffness. They find that when they get up in the morning, it's quite stiff. They often have to take some time and sort of, you know, get up really slowly. People get back pain when they're turning in bed as well. So they get a sharp pain when they turn from, you know, lying to the side to their back or vice versa. But generally it's that dull ache that keeps them awake at nighttime so they don't get that quality sleep that they really need.
Someone's coming to you and saying they're struggling to sleep and they've got back pain. Is the first thing you ask, what's your mattress?
I will probably ask a bit more about when and what type of pain they get. Try to figure out, you know, is the pain due to muscles? Is it due to joints? Is it due to some other, you know, more sinister causes? But inevitably, I will ask about mattresses because, again, that's often a primary complaint they come in with. It's not just the pain when they move around, but also pain that stop them from sleeping well. And they always wake up really stiff in the morning. Yeah, so during my history taking, I often will ask about the mattresses. You know, for example, how long they have the mattresses for, what type of mattress it is. And most people actually can't tell you. They don't know. They just go, I just sleep on it. I don't know what it's made of. Is it made of spring? You know, it's made of foam. People get secondhand mattresses passed down to them. So they have no idea what it's made of and how old it has been.
What's a bad mattress to you as a physiotherapist?
A bad mattress is if you run your hand down the mattress and there's a hole. There's a little dip in the mattresses. And also that can happen when obviously our torso are different weight. When people sleep on the same side of the mattress for a long time, that can deform the mattress.
Meaning the springs kind of lose their springiness.
Exactly, yeah. So when you lie down, there's a little hollowness in the mattress. And that will indicate to me the mattress is probably need to be replaced because it lost that supportiveness, you know, for your body.
And if you lose that supportiveness, what might that do to your back?
Well, we think that if you don't have the supportiveness over the contour of your body or the shape of your spine, what happens is that the muscles potentially will have to stiffen up to support your spine for you. That may explain why people are waking up with really, really stiff muscles and stiff joints.
So this is probably not the best example of where one should go to buy their mattress. Mm. But I recently bought a new bed, including the frame and the mattress, and I went to IKEA. Yeah. And there's kind of an abundance of different styled mattresses. Yeah. They've all got their, I guess, foaminess or bounciness.
Yeah.
But is there really, like, is there a certain mattress for a certain person? Like, do people have different backs that something would work better for them? Or is that kind of a bit of a myth in itself?
It's a bit of a myth in itself. And I think the mattresses, just like pillows, it's very personal. And I know, you know, people and friends and family, even patients, some people just prefer a softer mattress. Some people prefer a harder mattress. So I recommend people to go to bedding shops and lie on every single bed there is. Take your time. And I would suggest them bring the pillow they like to sleep on. Bring that to the shop and sleep on the pillow. That's the best way to find out whether something, because you can instantly tell.
But I guess just because it might be comfortable doesn't necessarily mean it's good for your back though, right?
That's a good point because now we're talking about, you know, people who have no back pain. You know, what's a good bed for your spine? And I think the general rule is that the spine should feel supported. So when you're lying on your side or your back, you shouldn't feel that anything is out of alignment or dipping down too much. It's totally different if you have a pre-existing back pain. And there are a lot of beds now that moving towards that side, more the customization. So there are beds that can increase the firmness in certain part of the bed. So for example, your lower torso or your trunk or your shoulders and potentially decrease the firmness in elsewhere. But obviously that comes with a cost. That sort of bed can be up to $20,000, $30,000 just for a bed for that customization.
What's a good pillow?
Again, a good pillow is something that doesn't deform over the course of the night.
And what do you mean by that?
So when you lie your head on the pillow, you should feel it's as supportive as the first second you lie on it compared to 10 hours later. So again, it's very personal. And a lot of people like soft pillows because they can stack it and mold it to their body when they turn and toss. And there's nothing wrong with that. And some people prefer something that's a bit firmer, a bit larger. So, and I think the important thing, it doesn't shouldn't deform over time.
What is the importance of having a good bed just to the general health and well-being of a person's back?
Sleeping in a good bed with supportive mattresses is almost like deloading your spine. You know, give the muscles, give the joints a bit of rest. That's really important with the days that we are in now. We are working a lot in the sitting position. We drive everywhere. We sit down and do our work. And it's not uncommon for people to sit up to 5-6 hours a day, you know, doing nothing but sitting. And as you probably notice, you know, we don't always sit optimally. We always slouch. And when we go home, we slouch on the sofa and watch TV for a few hours. So I think it's really important that we can give our spine a bit of a break.